This webcast is a service of SDPB. More information at sd.net.
So I'd like to call the meeting to order and ask Terry to call the roll, please.
All right, Julie Overgaard?
Here.
Dave Landry?
Dave might be late.
Okay. Doyle Estes?
Present.
Gary Oster? I see him, okay. Sherry Mortensen?
Here.
Okay, Erica Tortson?
Here.
Julie Ashworth?
Here, just got here.
And Kate Jorgensen?
Present.
Okay.
Thank you, Terry. We do have a quorum. Make note that Dave Landry will probably join us a little late. First, well, before we really get started, this will be a fairly brief meeting. We're just trying to catch up with things. And so the big focus will be with Julie and Ryan giving us an overview on strategic planning options and the campaign, and then any of the activity that has to do with employee conversations. We will move into executive session at the end of this meeting. So as we proceed on the agenda, I would accept a motion to approve the minutes of the July 25th meeting.
So move.
Doyle moved. Is there a second?
Second.
Is that Jerry?
Yes.
Jerry, thank you. Any comments or questions? Hearing none, all those in favor of the approval of the minutes of the July 25th meeting, say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Okay, Julie, I'm just going to turn the next literally two items over to you, please, for the strategic planning discussion. And then as you see fit, having Ryan join you, and then and we'll move into the Bison campaign. But first, the strategic planning conversation.
So good afternoon, everybody. I just want to kind of set the stage here as we have dealt with the immediacy of the funding loss. Now I think it's time for us to switch our focus and switch our direction to future planning, to kind of doing some strategic work on what the future looks like and can be like for SDPB. And so we've been working with the Friends Board and Ryan to try to make this a collaborative effort. So we have set time in front of the upcoming Friends Board meeting that'll be out in the Black Hills, November 14th. And so the committee that we put together to work on strategic planning will begin that work in person on the 12th and 13th of November ahead of the Friends Board meeting. After discussion with Kay, reached out, and I am very pleased to report that Jerry Oster and Cherie Mortensen have agreed to represent this board on the planning committee's work. And so I thank you very much for your time. That'll help us, you know, I think, forge a good solid path. The plan will be that, and I'll turn it over to Ryan for kind of who's going to be participating on the Friends side. But the plan will be that this team, which is going to be both boards, senior staff, and then hopefully some external stakeholders as well, will be participating to really set the high level goals and then turn that back over to the staff and internal folks to really work on the tactics and strategy. So Twyla and her team, Severin and his team, Fritz and his team, et cetera, will have to do the bulk of the work. My hope is that in between all the other things we have going on, that they can work on it in the ensuing months, and that we would have a plan ready for both boards to adopt by April. So, Ryan, anything you want to add there from your side?
Not too much. Just we're excited to participate. I have two confirmed board members and waiting for another one, and then our senior staff as well. So, yeah, pretty similar report. Looking forward to it.
I should have also added that Commissioner of BIT, also a member of this board who's on vacation this week, has also agreed to participate. So
thank you.
that'll be our third person from the ET board side of things. So we'll get that going. We'll try to keep you informed and let you know when we come up with the initial work that we do. And then, like I said, we'll turn it over to the staff to figure out how to make it all happen. Okay, I also wanted, Brian, before we talk about kind of what's happening after October 31st, to give you just a brief update on where we're at with the Bison fundraising campaign.
Happy to do so. The Monday after the rescission, we launched the SDPB Bison campaign. $2 million goal to try to retain as much programming and make us sustainable into the future. I am happy to report that we have, in the 90 days, exactly 90 days since the rescission, 15 days left to go for our campaign, we're about 90% of the way there with just over $1.8 million raised. And so we have got actually a handful of six-figure and five-figure asks that are out still to be followed up on. And so we're very bullish that we should be over the goal by 5-10% maybe. So
very impressive.
It's been a huge team effort, and it is donors across all segments. You know, it is it's new donors, it is existing donors, it's sustainers that have increased their giving. You know, we're only counting the lift in the sustainer number, and that's the year over year what is more, you know, and that sustainer number alone as of right now is about $205,000 annually. We retain those people almost 100%. It's in the high 90s, and so that number should keep on giving year after year. The rest of it, some of the gifts that people have gone from, say, $2,500 to $5,000, I think those gifts will hold, but the people that went from $150 to $10,000, which there have been numerous ones, we know that was a one-time gift. And so my guess is $400,000 or $500,000 of that is replicatable year over year. And when we get into strategic planning, Laura's telling us that number needs to be at least $1 million. So we're going to have to find $500,000 to $600,000 of new money year over year to do it. But at this point, we're pretty pumped. But huge challenges ahead of us. All of our national experts that we're working on say, you know, economy and the outrage giving is going to drop off after January. So we're cautious. We're very hopeful and encouraged, but we're still cautious.
Thanks, Ryan. I just really commend you and the friend staff and everybody who's worked so hard on this. It's credit to you and your team.
Julie, I'd like to just make a note on this subject. I make a point of being a lot of places, as many as they'll let me in the door, and places where I don't have to ask, so I get to go in anyway. The conversation is always positive. Somebody will comment about public broadcasting, will comment about the need, about the value, about the strength of what we do, about who our people are, how they represent themselves, how they represent South Dakota. And it is a constant comment, not solicited. You know, I do that as well, but the general conversation is overwhelming in their angst for how to make sure this kind of voice, this open government commitment, this security commitment, and then just the special programming that we have done over all these years. It is an absolute tribute to the most recent efforts, but it's a tribute to, you know, 50 years of the organization doing what we said we'd do, which was be of service to South Dakota. And here and everywhere, I want to assure all of you that that's what we're hearing, not incidental. And I think it's ongoing and strong. And I thank you all. Just thank you all, because it's the skill and talent that is represented here today. So enough of that. Thanks, Julie.
Thanks, Kay. I think that's our two reports on those items.
Okay. If we don't have anything else from your side, then we will move into executive session. Okay. I would take a motion to move into executive session.
So move.
Doyle, is there a second?
Second.
Second, Jerry. Thank you. All those in favor of moving into executive session, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.